请我们先斜看几处圣经。
Let's first turn to a couple of Bible passages.
我想把昨天晚上所讲的圣经再读一次。
I want to once again read the Bible scripture which we read last night.
昨天晚上我们第一处读的是启示录第三章二十二十一节。
The first passage which we read last night is found in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3,
十到十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
第二处我们读的是希伯来书第二章一节。
The second passage in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews 2:1.
所以我们当越发沉重所听见的道，免恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
希伯来书三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
在基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ, as a son over his own house,Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end?
我们也读了约翰一书第二章
二十四节
二十五节
First John chapter 2 verses 24 and 25.
约翰一书第二章二十四、二十五节。
First John chapter 2 verses 24 and 25.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。只主所应许我们的，就是永生。
Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life.
我们最后还是读了提摩太后书第一章。
We also read 2 Timothy chapter 1.
十三十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 and 14.
提摩太后书第一章十三十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 and 14.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
从前交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢地守着。
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
那么今天
Now today,
要继续讲的呢我想要读几处新的圣经。
What we continue to share on, we have to read a few more new passages.
第一处是箴言，旧约箴言书第四章。
First one found in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4.
二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
这是很熟的一节圣经。
This is a very familiar passage.
箴言四章二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
第二处是诗篇第一篇。
Second passage, Psalm 1.
这一篇也是非常熟的一篇。
This is also a very familiar Bible passage.
诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm 1, verses 1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐欺瞒人的座位。
Not in the counsel of the ungodly.Nor standing in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人必为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man.
他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，一枝也不枯干。凡他所做的，进度顺利。
And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatso he doeth shall prosper.
诗篇九十二篇
Psalm 92.
诗篇九十二篇十二节
到
十四节
Psalm 92 verses 12-14
九十二篇十二节义人要发旺如棕树生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon
他们在于耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里。
Those that he plant, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
他们年老的时候，人要结果子，要满了，枝将而常发青。
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
我想。圣经就读到这儿吧。
I think that will be all the scripture we will read for now.
我想昨天晚上有大部分的人在这里听过了。
I think most have heard what we shared last night.
我想这一次我的负担就是说，我们需要持守我们所有的。
I think this time my burden is that we must hold fast to that which we have.
持守就是说你要抓住，不要放掉。
To hold fast means you must grasp tightly, firmly, and do not let go.
主耶稣告诉腓拉提腓教会的使者说：“我知道你的情况，你是有一点能力，你也没有弃绝我的道，人类的道，所以你所有的你要持守。”免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
The Lord said to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, I know thy situation, yet when you have little strength, you hold fast to the word of my patience, and you hold firm, lest anyone take away thy crown.
我们一年过一年，常常在神面前领受他的话。
Year after year, before God's presence, we accept his word.
这些话都是要建立我们。
All these words are to edify and establish us.
而且要带我们到主来的时候，能够欢欢喜喜的站在他的面前。
And those words bring us before the Lord's return, so that we can stand joyfully in His presence.
许多的教训都是叫我们能够脱离我们自己， 将来能够遵照神的旨意活在这个地上，到主来的时候能够得到他称赞而且得到荣耀。
Most of those teachings teach us how we must live in the presence of God so that when he returns we can stand in his presence to receive his praise and his glory.
但是有一个危险，
But there is this danger.
就是我们所听到的你所有的那一个可能你没有抓住。
That is, the word which we have heard, what we have, we may not have held on.
如果你没有抓住的话，很可能你要失去你的冠冕。
If we have not held fast, possibly we might lose our crown.
你的冠冕跟别人抢去了。
Your crown is taken by another.
所以我们越发要承重我们所听见的。
Therefore, we must take earnest heed of what we have heard.
恐怕我们说那些东西啊，谁流失去了？
Lest we let any of that which we have heard at any time slip away.
因为今天的潮流是世界的潮流。
Because the current of this world today is the current of the world.
这个世界的潮流是向下走的。
The current of the world today flows downward.
我们如果不抓抓主的话，不把说我们所听见的牢牢地抓住的话，有可能谁流失去。
If we do not hold fast to the word of God, the word which we have heard, we can let it drift away at any time.
我们很多的时候，心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Many a times, our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
当我们非常需要祷告的时候，非常需要惊醒的时候，我们有时候会睡着。
At times when we need to pray, when we need to keep alert, those are the times that we fall asleep.
有的时候好像是很光彩、很荣耀的时候，我们也会睡着。
At times when it is very glorious, very majestic, we even fall asleep in those times.
如果我们睡着了，不惊醒啊，我们很多东西就漏掉了。
If we are not alert and we fall asleep, many things will slip away.
所以呢，约翰，我们的使徒约翰，老约翰却说，人到你们，务要把起初所听见的常存在心里。
Therefore, Apostle John, our old Apostle John, teaches us, as for you, which you have heard from the beginning,Keep in your heart.
常存在这里呢，还是存在这里？
Do we keep it here or here, in our head or in our heart?
常存在心里。
We must allow for it to remain in our heart.
旧约的时候，所有的律法都是写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, all of the law is written on tablets of stone.
你不要忘记，你要忘记的话，你的衣服里也可以把字写起来。
Now do not forget, even if you've forgotten, you can write it on your garment.
有的时候睡衣服在后面袋子里也可以写它圣经的话。
Even on your garment, on the strings of your garment, on the ends, you can even write on the scripture.
今天有许多弟兄姊妹的家庭，你一进去一看，墙上有很多 一条一条的很好主的话。
Today, many brothers and sisters' houses, home in our homes, we have hung on the wall many of the words of the Lord.
但是这些话，我告诉你，如果你不存在心里的话，到事情临到的时候，你是用不上来了。
But let me tell you, if those words are not kept in your heart, when situations arise, you have no use for them.
所以，使徒约翰紧紧地告诉我们说，人到你们务要把你们起初所听见的存在心里。
Therefore, the Apostle John strictly warns us, as for you, keep in your hearts what you have heard from the beginning.
什么是起初所听见的？
What are those which you have heard from the very beginning?
就是约翰告诉我们说，人到那起初原有生命之道。
That is concerning the word of life which was from the beginning.
就是使徒们他们亲耳听见，听也看见，也亲手摸过的。
who the apostles themselves heard with their ears, seen with their eyes, and handled with their hands.
就是道成肉身的主耶稣,
and that is the Lord Jesus, who is the Word become flesh.
他到了世上来,
he came to this world.
他为我们的罪钉在十字架,
for our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
他埋葬了,
he was buried.
但是他复活了,
but he is also risen.
他升到天上, 得了荣耀,
he has ascended on high and glorified.
升在那里已经立他为主为基督了,
God has already anointed him there, both Lord and Christ.
而且将父所应许的圣灵赐下来,
and he has given the Holy Spirit which the Father has promised.
所以凡一个接受主耶稣基督的人, 都有圣灵住在他的里面。
Therefore, each and everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们的生命,
that is our life.
是我们的光,
that is our light.
是我们的爱,
that is our love.
你要把这个起初所听见的要存在心里,
this is what we have heard from the very beginning, we must keep in our
heart. 如果你一直存在里面, 主就只就在你的里面, 父也在你的里面。
If that remains in you, then the Son and the Father abide in you.
如果你 没有成在这个里面, 流掉了,
if this is not kept in you and it is drifted away,
那就很危险,
then that is very dangerous.
我们听过很多的道,
we have heard much of the word. All of this word is useful for us. But many times we don't know where they have went. So Paul tells us,
他对提摩太说,
he says to Timothy,
以前我告诉你,
concerning which I have told you,
那个主说给我们讲的真道的那个规模你要守着,
the pattern, the form of sound words which you have heard from us, hold fast.
要常常地守着,
you must hold fast always.
用什么来守呢?
How do we hold fast?
要用在基督里的信心和爱心, 常常守着,
we must always hold fast by the love and faith that is in Christ Jesus.
你交托给你的那个善道,
the good word which we have committed unto you,
你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着,
hold fast, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
要不然你守不住的,
otherwise we cannot keep it.
我想今天早晨主愿意的话, 我就要继续讲我们如何来守住主赐给我们的道。
This morning, if the Lord is willing, we will show on how do we hold fast to the word which the Lord has given to us.
我们这一不小心会漏掉,
if we're not careful, it will drift away.
会丢掉的,
we will lose it.
你打一个灯, 一看, 不行了,
if we slumber and we look, it's gone.
因为我们好像是一个泥流的那个地方向上走,
because we're going against the current.
越走到快要到了目的地的时候啊, 那个坡越高,
the more we're going against the current, the sooner we get to the top, the slope is even more steep.
那个水要流得更急,
the current flows even stronger.
所以你要不断的拼命的,
so we must strive and be diligent, continue to swim upward.
你稍微一休息, 呜一下子就流到下面去了,
if we somewhat take a rest, we will flow right down the current.
所以我们今天在这里看, 我们如何在我们这一条主要我们走的天路上, 能够一直走到那里, 所以主说好仆人你可以进来。
Therefore, we must continue on this heavenly way which the Lord has called us unto until the end when we shall see him. And he says to us, good servant, you may enter.
有一点, 今天我所讲头一次, 头一个读的是真耶稣四章十三经, 我们读23经, 我们很熟的那一节圣经, 你要保守你心, 胜过保守一切。
The first point is the first passage which we have read today in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We're very familiar with it. That is, keep your heart above all things.
保守你心。我们要保守主的道，我们要保守主要给我们的所听见的一切，最重要的你要保守心。
If we're to keep the word that the Lord which has given to us from the very beginning, the most important above all things is to keep your heart.
因为你这个一切的一生的果效是从心出来的。
Because outflows from it are all the issues of life.
如果你的心没有保守好，
If you have not kept your heart well,
你其他的就保不住了。
We cannot keep anything else besides.
我告诉你啊，主耶稣在启示录二三章跟众教会警告的时候，有一个他是叫我们非常注意的，不要漏掉的。
Let me tell you in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord tells the churches to keep, there are some things that are very important that they cannot lose.
那我们是第一个知道的，就是以弗所教会。
Now we know the first church is to the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会是给我们人看起来它是一个很好的教会。
The church at Ephesus is a very good church in our view.
因为他们还是很勤劳的在那边服侍主。
Because they still labor very diligently serving the Lord.
而且他们也保守他们的正道。
And they have also kept the true word.
他们也能够辨别那些假师徒，不是师徒的，能够看出他们是假的来。
They are also able to discern those false apostles to know that they are false.
他们也知道为主勤劳，不知道疲倦。
They also labor for the Lord and are not weary.
这样的一个教会应该说是很好了。
Such a church, we should say, it is very good.
但是主在那边看见一个东西，他漏掉了。
But the Lord sees there's one thing which they have lost.
所以主说，有一件事我要反对你。
Therefore, the Lord says this, I have one thing against you.
什么事呢？
What is that?
就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
我们有的时候忙忙忙的时候，忙到一个时候，我们爱主的心，爱主的心离弃了。
Many a times we are busy, very busy, so busy to a point that we have left the love that we have for the Lord.
我们不亲近我们的主了。
We do not draw near to our Lord.
我们对主没有那么像当初那时候，我们把一切都给了他的那种完全的心丢了。
Before we have willing to give our all to the Lord, now we have lost that heart.
哦，很多的时候不知不觉，在主的以外，甚至于产生别的东西来代替主。
Many a times that is how we are. Unknowingly, we have something that is outside the Lord and has taken His place.
凡是主以外的人事物来代替主的，这都是偶像。
Anytime there's any people, things or events outside of the Lord that take His place, they are idols.
连你所佩服的、带领你的前面的弟兄啊，你说，哎呀，真好！你等到看只看见他，看不见主的时候，你已经他成为你的偶像。
Even the brethren before us who leads us, who we respect and honor, if we only see them and not the Lord, they have become our idols.
甚至于我们很多的服事、很多的工作，也能够超过我们的主的时候，这些都是叫我们失去当初对主的爱。
Many a times our work, our service, when that surpasses our Lord Himself, then we have lost our first love.
这个就是你的心。
That is our heart.
你的心里面是主是第一位呢，是唯一的那一个呢，还是主以外还有别的东西？
In your heart, is the Lord in first place? Is He the only one in your heart? If not,
要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
Then you have lost your first love. Therefore, we must keep our heart above all things.
保罗在哥林多后书十章的时候，十一章
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 11,
他说啊，我对你们所起的那个愤恨，原是像神所起的愤恨一样。
He says to them that the envy that which I have for you, which I burn for you, is just as God burns for you.
因为我们 保罗说我把你们啊当作一个贞洁的童女献给一位基督。
Because Paul says that I present you as a chaste virgin, espouse you to Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神把我们救出来
God has saved us.
他有一个目的
He has a purpose.
他要赐我们成为一个贞洁的童女将来成为基督的心腹
He is to espouse us as a chaste virgin to be the bride of Christ.
我像一个新郎
I think for a groom,
他对心腹这第一个要求是什么呢
What is his first requirement of his bride?
就是贞洁
It is for her to be chaste.
如果一个哎，这种事情你世界上可能发生。
I believe this happens in the world.
我有一个同学。
I have this schoolmate.
是个女同学。
She is a female.
结果有一个男的啊，非常的爱她。
There is this other class, this gentleman who dearly loves her.
非常追她。
It was pursuing after her.
他们后来订婚了。
And then they became engaged.
所以这个新郎很。请我们先斜看几处圣经。
Let's first turn to a couple of Bible passages.
我想把昨天晚上所讲的圣经再读一次。
I want to once again read the Bible scripture which we read last night.
昨天晚上我们第一处读的是启示录第三章二十二十一节。
The first passage which we read last night is found in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
10-11.
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
第二处我们读的是希伯来书第二章一节。
The second passage in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews 2:1.
所以我们当越发沉重所听见的道，免恐怕我们谁流失去
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
希伯来书三章第六节
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
在基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底便是他的家了。
But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
我们也读了约翰一书第二章二十四节二十五节
Chapter 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25.
约翰一书第二章二十四、二十五节。
1 John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的，就是永生。
Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life.
我们最后还是读了提摩太后书第一章。
We also read 2 Timothy chapter 1,
13-14.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
提摩太后书第一章13-14节。
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。Hold
fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
从前交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
那么今天,
now today,
要继续讲的呢,
what we continue to share on, we have to read a few more new passages.
第一处是真言,旧约真言书第四章,
first one found in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4.
23节,
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. This is a very familiar passage.
箴言4章23节, 你要保守你心,胜过保守一切, 因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
第二处是诗篇第一篇。
Second passage, Psalm 1.
这一篇也是非常熟的一篇。
This is also a very familiar Bible passage.
诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm 1, verses 1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路。
Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man.
他要像一棵树，这水溪水旁，按时候结果子，一枝也不枯干，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。And
he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatso he doeth shall prosper.
诗篇92篇
Psalm 92
诗篇92篇12节到14节。
The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
他们在于耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里。Those
that he plant, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
他们年老的时候，人要结果子，要满了，枝将而常发青。They
shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
我想。 圣经就读到这儿吧。I
think that will be all the scripture we will read for now.
我想昨天晚上有大部分的人在这里听过了。
I think most have heard what we shared last night.
我想这一次我的负担就是说, 我们需要持守我们所有的。
I think this time, my burden is that we must hold fast to that which we have.
持守就是说你要抓住, 不要放掉。
To hold fast means you must grasp tightly, firmly, and do not let go.
主耶稣告诉腓立比教会的使者说, 我知道你的情况, 你是有一点能力, 你也没有弃绝我的道, 人类的道, 所以你所有的, 你要持守, 免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
The Lord said to an angel of the church in Philadelphia, I know thy situation, yet when you have little strength, you hold fast to the word of my patience, and you hold firm, lest anyone take away thy crown.
我们一年过一年, 常常在神面前领受他的话。
Year after year, before God's presence, we accept His word.
这些话都是要建立我们。
All these words are to edify and establish us. 而且要带我们到主来的时候,
能够欢欢喜喜地, 站在他的面前。
And those words bring us before the Lord's return so that we can stand joyfully in His presence.
许多的教训都是叫我们能够脱离我们自己, 将来能够遵照神的旨意, 活在这个地上, 到主来的时候, 能够得到他称赞, 而且得到荣耀。
Most of those teachings teach us how we must live in the presence of God so that when He returns, we can stand in His presence to receive His praise and His glory.
但是有一个危险,
but there is this danger.
就是我们所听到的,你所有的那一个,可能你没有抓住。
That is, the word which we have heard, what we have, we may not have held on.
如果你没有抓住的话, 很可能你要失去你的冠冕。
If we have not held fast, possibly we might lose our crown.
你的冠冕跟别人抢去了。
Your crown is taken by another.
所以我们越发要沉重我们所听见的。Therefore,
we must take earnest heed of what we have heard.
恐怕我们说那些东西啊, 谁流失去了?
Lest we let any of that which we have heard at any time slip away.
因为今天的潮流是世界的潮流。
Because the current of this world today is the current of the world.
这个世界潮流是向下走的。
The current of the world today flows downward.
我们如果不抓住主的话, 不把我们所听见的牢牢地抓住的话,
If we do not hold fast to the word of God, the word which we have heard, we can let it drift away at any time.
我们很多的时候, 心灵愿意, 肉体软弱。
Many a times, our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
当我们非常需要祷告的时候, 非常需要警醒的时候,
At times when we need to pray, when we need to keep alert, those are the times that we fall asleep.
有的时候好像是很光彩,很荣耀的时候,我们也会睡着。
At times when it is very glorious, very majestic, we even fall asleep in those times.
如果我们睡着了,不惊醒啊,我们很多东西就漏掉了。
If we are not alert and we fall asleep, many things will slip away.
所以呢, 约翰, 我们的使徒约翰老, 约翰却说, 人到你们, 务要把起初所听见的, 常存在心里。
Therefore, Apostle John, our old Apostle John, teaches us, as for you, which you have heard from the beginning, keep in your heart.
常存在这里呢, 还是存在这里?
Do we keep it here or here, in our head or in our heart?
常存在心里。
We must allow for it to remain in our heart.
旧约的时候, 所有的律法都是写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, all of the law is written on tablets of stone.
你不要忘记, 你要忘记的话, 你的衣服里也可以把
Now, do not forget, even if you've forgotten, you can write it on your garments.
有的时候, 所以衣服在后面袋子里也可以写他圣经的话。
Even on your garment, on the strings of your garment, on the ends, you can even write on the scripture.
今天有许多弟兄姊妹的家庭，你一进去一看，墙上有很多一条一条的，很好主的话。
Today, many brothers and sisters' houses, home in our homes, we have hung on the wall many of the words of the Lord.
但是这些话，我告诉你，如果你不存在心里的话，到事情临到的时候，你是用不上来了。
But let me tell you, if those words are not kept in your heart, when situations arise, you have no use for them.
所以，使徒约翰紧紧地告诉我们说，轮到你们务要把你们起初所听见的存在心里。
Therefore, the Apostle John strictly warns us, as for you, keep in your hearts what you have heard from the beginning.
什么是起初所听见的？
What are those which you have heard from the very beginning?
就是约翰告诉我们说，轮到那起初原有生命之道。
That is concerning the word of life which was from the beginning.
就是使徒们他们亲耳听见听也看见也亲手摸过的。
Who the apostles themselves heard with their ears, seen with their eyes, and handled with their hands.
就是道成肉身的主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus who is the word become flesh.
他到了世上来。
He came to this world.
他为我们的罪钉在十字架。
For our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
但是他复活了。
But he is also risen.
他升到天上，得了荣耀。
He has ascended on high and glorified.
神在那里已经立他为主为基督了。
God has already anointed him there, both Lord and Christ.
而且将父所应许的圣灵赐下来。
And he has given the Holy Spirit, which the Father has promised.
所以凡一个接受主耶稣基督的人，都有圣灵住在他的里面。
Therefore, each and everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们的生命。
That is our life.
是我们的光。
That is our light.
是我们的爱。
That is our love.
你要把这个起初所听见的要存在心里。
This is what we have heard from the very beginning. We must keep in our heart.
如果你一直存在里面，子秀在你的里面，父也在你的里面。
If that remains in you, then the Son and the Father abide in you.
如果你没有存在这个里面，流掉了。
If this is not kept in you and it is drifted away.
那些很危险。
Then that is very dangerous.
我们听过很多的道。
We have heard much of the word.
这些道都是对我们很有用的。
All of this word is useful for us.
但是有的时候我们不知道哪里去了。
But many times we don't know where they have went.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
他对提摩太说。
He says to Timothy.
以前我告诉你。
Concerning which I have told you.
那个。主说给我们讲的真道的那个规模你要守着。
The pattern, the form of sound words which you have heard from us, hold fast.
要常常的守着。
You must hold fast always.
用什么来守呢？
How do we hold fast?
要用在基督里的信心和爱心常常守着。
We must always hold fast by the love and faith that is in Christ Jesus.
你交托给你的那个善道
，the good word which we have committed unto you，
你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。
Hold fast, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us，
要不然你守不住的。
Otherwise, we cannot keep it。
我想今天早晨主愿意的话，我就要继续讲我们如何来守住主赐给我们的道。
This morning, if the Lord is willing, we will show on how do we hold fast to the word which the Lord has given to us.
我们这一不小心会漏掉。
If we're not careful, it will drift away.
会丢掉的。
We'll lose it.
你打一个盹，一看，不行了。
If we slumber and we look, it's gone.
因为我们好像是一个逆流的那个地方向上走。
Because we're going against the current.
每周到月周到快要到了 目的地的时候啊，那个坡越高。
The more we're going against the current, the sooner we get to the top, the slope is even more steep.
那个水要流得更急。
The current flows even stronger.
所以你要不断的、不断的、不断的拼命的要游上去。
So we must strive and be diligent, continue to swim upward.
你稍微一休息，呜一下子就流到下面去了。
If we somewhat take a rest, we will flow right down the current.
所以我们今天在这里看，我们如何在我们这一条主要我们走的天路上，能够一直走到那里。所以主说，好仆人，你可以进来。
Therefore, we must continue on this heavenly way which the Lord has called us unto, until the end when we shall see Him, and He says to us, "Good servant, you may enter."
有一点，今天我所讲头一次。头一个读的是箴言书四章十三节，我们读二十三节，我们很熟的那一节圣经。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
The first point is the first passage which we have read today in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We're very familiar with it. That is, keep your heart above all things.
保守你心。我们要保守主的道，我们要保守主要给我们的所听见的一切，最重要的你要保守心。
If we're to keep the word that the Lord which has given to us from the very beginning, the most important above all things is to keep your heart.
因为你这个一切的一生的果效是从心出来的。
Because outflows from it are all the issues of life.
如果你的心没有保守好
，If you have not kept your heart well，
你其他的就保不住了。
We cannot keep anything else besides。
我告诉你啊，主耶稣在启示录二三章跟众教会警告的时候，有一个他是叫我们非常注意的，不要漏掉的。
Let me tell you in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord tells the churches to keep, there are some things that are very important that they cannot lose.
那我们是第一个知道的就是以弗所教会。
Now we know the first church is to the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会是给我们人看起来它是一个很好的教会。
The church at Ephesus is a very good church in our view.
因为他们还是很勤劳地在那边服侍主。
Because they still labor very diligently serving the Lord.
而且他们也保守他们的正道。
And they have also kept the true word.
他们也能够辨别那些假师徒，不是师徒的，能够看出他们是假的来。
They're also able to discern those false apostles to know that they are false.
他们也知道为主勤劳，不知道疲倦。
They also labor for the Lord and are not weary.
这样的一个教会应该说是很好了。
Such a church, we should say it is very good.
但是主在那边看见一个东西，他漏掉了。
But the Lord sees there's one thing which they have lost.
所以主说，有一件事我要反对你。
Therefore, the Lord says this, I have one thing against you.
什么事呢？
What is that?
就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
我们有的时候忙的时候啊，忙到一个时候，我们对我们爱主的心离弃了。
Many a times we are busy, very busy, so busy to a point that we have left the love that we have for the Lord.
我们不亲近我们的主了。
We do not draw near to our Lord.
我们对主没有那么像当初那时候，我们把一切都给了他的那种完全的心丢了。
Before we have willing to give our all to the Lord, now we have lost that heart.
哦，很多的时候不知不觉，在主的以外，甚至于产生别的东西来代替主。
Many a times that is how we are. Unknowingly, we have something that is outside the Lord and has taken His place.
凡是主以外的人事物。来代替主的，这都是偶像。
Anytime there's any people, things, or events outside of the Lord that take His place, they are idols.
连你所佩服的带领你的前面的弟兄啊，你说哎呀正好，你等到看只看见他看不见主的时候，你已经他成为你的偶像。
Even the brethren before us who leads us, who we respect and honor, if we only see them and not the Lord, they have become our idols.
甚至于我们很多的服事很多的工作也能够超过我们的主的时候，这些都是叫我们失去当初对主的爱。
Many a times our work, our service, when that surpasses our Lord himself, then we have lost our first love.
这一个就是你的心。
That is our heart.
你的心里面是主是第一位呢，是唯一的那一个呢，还是主以外还有别的东西？
In your heart, is the Lord in first place? Is he the only one in your heart? If not,
要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
Then you have lost your first love. Therefore, we must keep our heart above all things.
保罗在哥林多后书十章的时候，十一章
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 11,
他说啊，我对你们所起的那个愤恨，原是像神所起的愤恨一样。
He says to them that the envy that which I have for you, which I burn for you, is just as God burns for you.
因为我们保罗说，我把你们啊当作一个贞洁的童女献给一位基督。
Because Paul says that I present you as a chaste virgin, espouse you to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神把我们救出来，
God has saved us.
他有一个目的，
He has a purpose.
他要赐我们成为一个贞洁的童女，将来成为基督的心腹。
He is to espouse us as a chaste virgin to be the bride of Christ.
我像一个新郎，
I think for a groom,
他对新妇这第一个要求是什么呢？
What is his first requirement of his bride?
就是贞洁。
It is for her to be chaste.
如果一个这种事情你世界上可能发生。
I believe this happens in the world.
我有一个同学，
I have this schoolmate.
是个女同学。
She is a female.
结果有一个男的非常的爱她。
There is this other class, this gentleman who dearly loves her.
非常追她。
It was pursuing after her.
他们后来订婚了。
And then they became engaged.
所以这个新郎很请我们先斜看几处圣经。
Let's first turn to a couple of Bible passages.
我想把昨天晚上所讲的圣经再读一次。
I want to once again read the Bible scripture which we read last night.
昨天晚上我们第一处读的是启示录第三章二十二十一节。
The first passage which we read last night is found in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3,
十到十一节。
Verses 10 and 11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
第二处我们读的是希伯来书第二章一节。
The second passage in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews 2:1.
所以我们到越发沉重所听见的道，免恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
希伯来书三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
在基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
我们也读了约翰一书第二章
二十四节二十五节 1 John chapter 2 verses 24 and 25.
约翰一书第二章二十四二十五节
1 John chapter 2 verses 24 and 25.
论到你们务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。只主所应许我们的就是永生。
Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life.
我们最后还是读了提摩太后书第一章。
We also read 2 Timothy chapter 1.
13十四节
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 and 14.
提摩太后书第一章十三十四节
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 13 and 14.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
从前交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
那么今天
Now today
要继续讲的呢，我想要读几处新的圣经。
What we continue to share on, we have to read a few more new passages.
第一处是箴言，旧约箴言书第四章。
First one found in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4.
二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
这是很熟的一节圣经。
This is a very familiar passage.
箴言四章二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
第二处是诗篇第一篇。
Second passage, Psalm 1.
这一篇也是非常熟的一篇。
This is also a very familiar Bible passage.
诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm 1, verses 1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐欺瞒人的座位。
Not in the counsel of the ungodly.Nor standing in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man.
他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，一枝也不枯干。凡他所做的，进度顺利。
And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatso he doeth shall prosper.
诗篇 92篇。
Psalm 92。
诗篇九十二篇十二节
到
十四节。
Psalm 92 verses 12 to 14。
九十二篇十二节，义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree; he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
他们在于耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里。
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
他们年老的时候，人要结果子，要满了，这将而常发青。
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
我想。圣经就读到这儿吧。
I think that will be all the scripture we'll read for now.
我想昨天晚上有大部分的人在这里听过了。
I think most have heard what we shared last night.
我想这一次我的负担就是说，我们需要持守我们所有的。
I think this time my burden is that we must hold fast to that which we have.
持守就是说你要抓住，不要放掉。
To hold fast means you must grasp tightly, firmly, and do not let go.
主耶稣告诉腓拉提腓教会的使者说：“我知道你的情况，你是有一点能力，你也没有弃绝我的道，人类的道，所以你所有的你要持守。”免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
The Lord said to an angel of the church in Philadelphia, I know thy situation, yet when you have little strength, you hold fast to the word of my patience, and you hold firm, lest anyone take away thy crown.
我们一年过一年，常常在神面前领受他的话。
Year after year, before God's presence, we accept his word.
这些话都是要借立我们。
All these words are to edify and establish us.
而且要带我们到主来的时候，能够欢欢喜喜的站在他的面前。
And those words bring us before the Lord's return so that we can stand joyfully in his presence.
许多的教训都是叫我们能够脱离我们自己，将来能够遵照神的旨意活在这个地上，到主来的时候能够得到他称赞。而且得到荣耀。
Most of those teachings teach us how we must live in the presence of God so that when He returns, we can stand in His presence to receive His praise and His glory.
但是有一个危险。
But there is this danger.
就是我们所听到的，你所有的那一个，可能你没有抓住。
That is, the word which we have heard, what we have, we may not have held on.
如果你没有抓住的话，很可能你要失去你的冠冕。
If we have not held fast, possibly we might lose our crown.
你的冠冕跟别人抢去了。
Your crown is taken by another.
所以我们越发要沉重我们所听见的。
Therefore, we must take earnest heed of what we have heard.
恐怕我们说那些东西啊。谁流失去了
Lest we let any of that which we have heard at any time slip away.
因为今天的潮流是世界的潮流。
Because the current of this world today is the current of the world.
这个世界的潮流是向下走的。
The current of the world today flows downward.
我们如果不抓抓主的话，不把说我们所听见的牢牢地抓住的话，有可能
If we do not hold fast to the word of God, the word which we have heard, we can let it drift away at any time.
我们很多的时候，心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Many a times, our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
当我们非常需要祷告的时候，非常需要警醒的时候， 我们有时候会睡着。
At times when we need to pray, when we need to keep alert, those are the times that we fall asleep.
有的时候好像是很光彩、很荣耀的时候，我们也会睡着。
At times when it is very glorious, very majestic, we even fall asleep in those times.
如果我们睡着了，不惊醒啊，我们很多东西就漏掉了。
If we are not alert and we fall asleep, many things will slip away.
所以呢，约翰，我们的使徒约翰，老约翰却说，人到你们，务要把起初所听见的常存在心里。
Therefore, Apostle John, our old Apostle John, teaches us, as for you, which you have heard from the beginning, keep in your heart.
常存在这里呢，还是存在这里？
Do we keep it here or here, in our head or in our heart?
常存在心里。
We must allow for it to remain in our heart.
旧约的时候，所有的律法都是写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, all of the law is written on tablets of stone.
你不要忘记，你要忘记的话，你的衣服里也可以把字写起来。
Now, do not forget, even if you've forgotten, you can write it on your garments.
有的时候，睡衣服在后面袋子里也可以写它圣经的话。
Even on your garment, on the strings of your garment, on the ends, you can even write on the scripture.
今天有许多弟兄姊妹的家庭，你一进去一看，墙上有很多 一条一条的很好主的话。
Today, many brothers and sisters' houses, home in our homes, we have hung on the wall many of the words of the Lord.
但是这些话，我告诉你，如果你不存在心里的话，到事情临到的时候，你是用不上来了。
But let me tell you, if those words are not kept in your heart, when situations arise, you have no use for them.
所以使徒约翰紧紧地告诉我们说，人到你们务要把你们起初所听见的存在心里。
Therefore, the Apostle John strictly warns us, as for you, keep in your hearts what you have heard from the beginning.
什么是起初所听见的？
What are those which you have heard from the very beginning?
就是约翰告诉我们说，人到那起初原有生命之道。
That is concerning the word of life, which was from the beginning.
就是使徒们他们亲耳听见，听也看见，也亲手摸过的。
Who the apostles themselves heard with their ears, seen with their eyes, and handled with their hands.
就是道成肉身的主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus, who is the Word become flesh.
他到了世上来。
He came to this world.
他为我们的罪钉在十字架。
For our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
但是他复活了。
But he is also risen.
他升到天上，得了荣耀。
He has ascended on high and glorified.
神在那里已经立他为主为基督了。
God has already anointed him there, both Lord and Christ.
而且将父所应许的圣灵赐下来。
And he has given the Holy Spirit, which the Father has promised.
所以凡一个接受主耶稣基督的人，都有圣灵住在他的里面。
Therefore, each and everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们的生命。
That is our life.
是我们的光。
That is our light.
是我们的爱。
That is our love.
你要把这个起初所听见的要存在心里。
This is what we have heard from the very beginning. We must keep in our heart.
如果你一直存在里面，子秀在你的里面，父也在你的里面。
If that remains in you, then the Son and the Father abide in you.
如果你没有存在这个里面，流掉了。
If this is not kept in you and it is drifted away.
那些很危险。
Then that is very dangerous.
我们听过很多的道。
We have heard much of the word.
这些道都是对我们很有用的。
All of this word is useful for us.
但是有的时候我们不知道哪里去了。
But many times we don't know where they have went.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
他对提摩太说。
He says to Timothy.
以先我告诉你。
Concerning which I have told you.
那个。 主所给我们讲的真道的那个规模，你要守住。
The pattern, the form of sound words which you have heard from us, hold fast.
要常常的守住。
You must hold fast always.
用什么来守呢
？How do we hold fast?
要用在基督里的信心和爱心。常常守着。
We must always hold fast by the love and faith that is in Christ Jesus.
你交托给你的那个善道
The good word which we have committed unto you.
你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。
Hold fast, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
要不然你守不住的。
Otherwise, we cannot keep it.
我想今天早晨主愿意的话我就要继续讲我们如何来守住主赐给我们的道。
This morning, if the Lord is willing, we will share on how do we hold fast to the word which the Lord has given to us.
我们这一不小心会漏掉。
If we're not careful, it will drift away.
会丢掉的。
We will lose it.
你打一个灯一看不行了。
If we slumber and we look, it's gone.
因为我们好像是一个泥流的那个地方向上走。
Because we're going against the current.
每走到越走到快要到了目的地的时候啊，那个坡越高。
The more we're going against the current, the sooner we get to the top, the slope is even more steep.
那个水要流得更急。
The current flows even stronger.
所以你要不断的、不断的、不断的拼命的要。
So we must strive and be diligent, continue to swim upward. If we somewhat take a rest, we will flow right down the current.
So we are going to see how we can hold fast to the way we are going to go to the heavenly path. So Lord says, you can come in.
Therefore, we must continue on this heavenly way which the Lord has called us unto until the end when we shall see Him. And He says to us, Good servant, you may enter.
有一点，今天我所讲头一次，头一个读的是《箴言书》四章十三经，我们读二十三经，我们很熟的那一节圣经。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切。
The first point is the first passage which we have read today in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We're very familiar with it. That is, keep your heart above all things.
保守你心。我们要保守主的道，我们要保守主要给我们的所听见的一切。最重要的，你要保守心。
If we're to keep the word that the Lord which has given to us from the very beginning, the most important above all things,is to keep your heart.
因为你这个一切的一生的果效是从心出来的。
Because outflows from it are all the issues of life.
如果你的心没有保守好
If you have not kept your heart well,
你其他的是保不住的。
We cannot keep anything else besides.
我告诉你啊，主耶稣是启示录二三章跟众教会警告的时候有两，有一个他是叫我们非常注意的，不要漏掉的。
Let me tell you in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord tells the churches to keep, there are some things that are very important that they cannot lose.
那我们做第一个知道的就是以弗所教会。
Now we know the first church is to the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会是给我们人看起来还是一个很好的教会。
The church at Ephesus is a very good church in our view.
因为他们还是很勤劳的在那边服侍主。
Because they still labor very diligently serving the Lord.
而且他们也保守他们的真道。
And they have also kept the true word.
他们也能够辨别那些假师徒不是使徒的。能够看出他们是假的来。
They are also able to discern those false apostles to know that they are false.
他们也知道为主勤劳，不知道疲倦。
They also labor for the Lord and are not weary.
这样的一个教会应该说是很好了。
Such a church, we should say it is very good.
但是主在那边看见一个东西，他漏掉了。
But the Lord sees there's one thing which they have lost.
所以主说，有一件事我要反对你。
Therefore, the Lord says this: I have one thing against you.
什么事呢
？What is that?
就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
我们有的时候忙忙忙的时候啊，忙到一个时候，我们对我们爱主的心，爱主的心离弃了。
Many a times we are busy, very busy, so busy to a point that we have left the love that we have for the Lord. We do not draw near to our Lord. Before we have willing to give our all to the Lord, now we have lost that heart.
Oh, 很多的时候不知不觉在主的以外甚至于产生别的东西来代替主。
Many a times that is how we are. Unknowingly we have something that is outside the Lord and has taken His place.
凡是主以外的人事物来代替主的，这都是偶像。
Any time there's any people, things or events outside of the Lord that take His place, they are idols.
连你所佩服的、带领你的前面的弟兄。啊，你说，哎呀，真好！你等到看只看见他，看不见主的时候，你已经他成为你的偶像。
Even the brethren before us, who leads us, who we respect and honor, if we only see them and not the Lord, they have become our idols.
甚至于我们很多的服事、很多的工作，也能够超过我们的主的时候，这些都是叫我们失去当初对主的爱。
Many a times, our work, our service, when that surpasses our Lord Himself, then we have lost our first love.
这一个就是你的心。
That is our heart.
你的心里面是主是第一位呢，是唯一的那一个呢，还是主以外还有别的东西？
In your heart is the Lord in first place. Is He the only one in your heart? If not,
要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
Then you have lost your first love. Therefore, we must keep our heart above all things.
保罗在哥林多后书十章的时候，十一章
，Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 11,
他说啊，我对你们所起的那个愤恨，原是像神所起的愤恨一样。
He says to them that the envy that which I have for you, which I burn for you, is just as God burns for you.
因为我们保罗说，我把你们啊当作一个贞洁的童女。献给一位基督
Because Paul says that I present you as a chaste virgin, espouse you to Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神把我们救出来
God has saved us.
他有一个目的
He has a purpose.
他要赐我们成为一个贞洁的童女将来成为基督的心腹
He is to espouse us as a chaste virgin to be the bride of Christ.
我像一个一个新郎
I think for a groom,
他对新妇这第一个要求是什么呢
What is his first requirement of his bride?
就是贞洁
It is for her to be chaste.
如果一个唉这种事情你世界上可能发生
I believe this happens in the world.
我有一个同学
I have this schoolmate
是个女同学
She is a female
结果有一个男的非常的爱她
There is this other class this gentleman who dearly loves her
非常追她
It was pursuing after her
他们后来订婚了
And then they became engaged
所以这个新郎很请我们再斜看几处圣经。
Let's first turn to a couple of Bible passages.
我想把昨天晚上所讲的圣经再读一次。
I want to once again read the Bible scripture which we read last night.
昨天晚上我们第一处读的是启示录第三章20-21节。
The first passage which we read last night is found in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3,
10-11 节。
Verses 10 and 11.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
第二处我们读的是希伯来书第二章一节。
The second passage in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews 2:1.
所以我们当越发沉重所听见的道，免恐怕我们谁留失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
希伯来书三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
在基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
我们也读了约翰一书第二章24-25.
Chapter 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25.
约翰一书第二章24-25.
First John chapter 2, verses 24 and 25.
论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。只主所应许我们的，就是永生。
Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life.
我们最后还是读了提摩太后书第一章。
We also read 2 Timothy chapter 1.
2
Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
提摩太后书第一章13-14.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 13 and 14.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus.
从前交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
那么今天
Now today,
要继续讲的呢，我想要读几处新的圣经。
What we continue to share on, we have to read a few more new passages.
第一处是箴言，旧约箴言书第四章。
First one found in the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 4.
23节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
这是很熟的一节圣经。
This is a very familiar passage.
箴言四章二十三节， 你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是从心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
第二处是诗篇第一篇。
Second passage, Psalm 1.
这一篇也是非常熟的一篇。
This is also a very familiar Bible passage.
诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节。
Psalm 1, verses 1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐欺瞒人的座位。
Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人必为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man.
他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，一枝也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatso he doeth shall prosper.
诗篇九十二篇。
Psalm 92。
诗篇九十二篇十二节
到
十四节。
Psalm 92 verses 12-14。
九十二篇十二节。义人要发旺如棕树，生长如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
他们在于耶和华的殿中发旺，在我们神的院里。
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God.
他们年老的时候，人要结果子，要满了，枝将而常发青。
They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing.
我想圣经就读到这儿吧。
I think that will be all the scripture we will read for now.
我想昨天晚上有大部分的人在这里听过了。
I think most have heard.What we shared last night.
我想这一次我的负担就是说，我们需要持守我们所有的。
I think this time my burden is that we must hold fast to that which we have.
持守就是说你要抓住，不要放掉。
To hold fast means you must grasp tightly, firmly, and do not let go.
主耶稣告诉腓拉提腓教会的使者说，我知道你的情况，你是有一点能力，你也没有弃绝我的道，人类的道，所以你所有的你要持守，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。
The Lord said to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, I know thy situation, yet when you have little strength, you hold fast to the word of my patience, and youHold firm, lest anyone take away thy crown.
我们一年过一年，常常在神面前领受他的话。
Year after year, before God's presence, we accept His word.
这些话都是要建立我们。
All these words are to edify and establish us.
而且要带我们到主来的时候，能够欢欢喜喜的站在他的面前。
And those words bring us before the Lord's return, so that we can stand joyfully in His presence.
许多的教训都是叫我们能够脱离我们自己，将来能够遵照神的旨意活在这个地上，到主来的时候能够得到他称赞，而且得到荣耀。
Most of those teachings teach us how we must live in the presence of God so that when he returns we can stand in his presence to receive his praise and his glory.
但是有一个危险。
But there is this danger.
就是我们所听到的，你所有的那一个，可能你没有抓住。
That is the word which we have heard. What we have, we may not have held on.
如果你没有抓住的话，很可能你要失去你的冠冕。
If we not, have not held fast, possibly we might lose our crown.
你的冠冕跟别人抢去了。
Your crown is taken by another.
所以我们越发要沉重我们所听见的。
Therefore, we must take earnest heed of what we have heard.
恐怕我们说那些东西啊，谁流失去了？
Lest we let any of that which we have heard at any time slip away.
因为今天的潮流是世界的潮流。
Because the current of this world today is the current of the world.
这个世界的潮流是向下走的。
The current of the world today flows downward.
我们如果不抓住的话，不把说我们所听见的牢牢地抓住的话，有可能谁流失去。
If we do not hold fast to the word of God, the word which we have heard, we can let it drift away at any time.
我们很多的时候，心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Many a times, our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
当我们非常需要祷告的时候，非常需要惊醒的时候，我们有时候会睡着。
At times when we need to pray, when we need to keep alert, those are the times that we fall asleep.
有的时候好像是很光彩、很荣耀的时候，我们也会睡着。
At times when it is very glorious, very majestic, we even fall asleep in those times.
如果我们睡着了，不惊醒啊，我们很多东西就漏掉了。
If we are not alert and we fall asleep, many things will slip away.
所以呢，约翰，我们的使徒约翰，老约翰却说，人到你们，务要把起初所听见的常存在心里。
Therefore, Apostle John, our old Apostle John, teaches us, as for you, which you have heard from the beginning,Keep in your heart.
常存在这里呢，还是存在这里？
Do we keep it here or here, in our head or in our heart?
常存在心里。
We must allow for it to remain in our heart.
旧约的时候，所有的律法都是写在石板上。
In the Old Testament, all of the law is written on tablets of stone.
你不要忘记，你要忘记的话，你的衣服里也可以把
Now, do not forget, even if you've forgotten, you can write it on your garment.
有的时候，睡衣服在后面袋子里也可以写它圣经的话。
Even on your garment, on the strings of your garment, on the ends, you can even write on the scripture.
今天有许多弟兄姊妹的家庭，你一进去一看，墙上有很多一条一条的很好主的话。
Today, many brothers and sisters' houses, home in our homes, we have hung on the wall many of the words of the Lord.
但是这些话，我告诉你，如果你不存在心里的话，到事情临到的时候，你是用不上来了。
But let me tell you, if those words are not kept in your heart, when situations arise, you have no use for them.
所以，使徒约翰紧紧地告诉我们说，人到你们务要把你们起初所听见的存在心里。
Therefore, the Apostle John strictly warns us, as for you, keep in your hearts what you have heard from the beginning.
什么是起初所听见的？
What are those which you have heard from the very beginning?
就是约翰告诉我们说，人到那起初原有生命之道。
That is concerning the word of life, which was from the beginning.
就是使徒们他们亲耳听见，听也看见，也亲手摸过的。
Who the apostles themselves heard with their ears, seen with their eyes, and handled with their hands.
就是道成肉身的主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus, who is the Word become flesh.
他到了世上来。
He came to this world.
他为我们的罪钉在十字架。
For our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
他埋葬了。
He was buried.
但是他复活了。
But he is also risen.
他升到天上。
He has ascended on high and glorified. God has already anointed him there, both Lord and Christ. And he has given the Holy Spirit, which the Father has promised. Therefore, each and everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That is our life.
是我们的光,
that is our light.
是我们的爱,
that is our love.
你要把这个七处所听见的,
this is what we have heard from the very beginning. We must keep in our
heart. 如果你一直存在里面, 主秀主, 只秀在你的里面,
if that remains in you, then the Son and the Father abide in you.
如果你没有存在这个里面, 流掉了,
if this is not kept in you and it is drifted away,
那就很危险,
then that is very dangerous.
我们听过很多的道,
we have heard much of the word. All of this word is useful for us. But many times we don't know where they have went. So Paul tells us,
他对提摩太说,
he says to Timothy,
以前我告诉你,
concerning which I have told you,
那个主说给我们讲的真道的那个规模你要守着,
the pattern, the form of sound words which you have heard from us, hold fast.
要常常地守着,
you must hold fast always.
用什么来守呢?
How do we hold fast?
要用在基督里的信心和爱心, 常常守着,
we must always hold fast by the love and faith that is in Christ Jesus.
你交托给你的那个善道,
the good word which we have committed unto you,
住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着,
hold fast, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
要不然你守不住的,
otherwise we cannot keep it.
我想今天早上主愿意的话, 我就要继续讲我们如何来守住主赐给我们的道。
This morning, if the Lord is willing, we will show on how do we hold fast to the word which the Lord has given to us. If we're not careful, it will drift away.
We
will lose it.
你打一个灯, 一看,
if we slumber and we look, it's gone. Because we're going against the current.
每一周到越周到快要到了目的地的时候啊，那个坡越高。
The more we're going against the current, the sooner we get to the top, the slope is even more steep.
那个水要流得更急。
The current flows even stronger.
所以你要不断的拼命的要游上去。
So we must strive and be diligent, continue to swim upward.
你稍微 一休息, 呜,
if we somewhat take a rest, we will flow right down the current.
所以我们今天在这里看, 我们如何在我们这一条, 主要我们走的天路上, 能够一直走到那里, 所以主说, 好不人, 你可以进来。
Therefore, we must continue on this heavenly way which the Lord has called us unto, until the end when we shall see him, and he says to us, good servant, you may enter.
有一点, 今天我所讲头一次, 头一个读的是, 箴言书四章, 十三经, 我们读, 二十三经, 我们很熟的那一节圣经, 你要保守你心, 胜过保守一切。
The first point is the first passage which we have read today in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. We're very familiar with it. That is, keep your heart above all things.
保守你心, 我们要保守主的道, 我们要保守主要给我们的, 所听见的, 一切, 最重要的, 你要保守心。
If we're to keep the word that the Lord which has given to us from the very beginning, the most important above all things, is to keep your heart. Because outflows from it are all the issues of life.
如果你的心没有保守好，
if you have not kept your heart well,
你其他的就保不住了。
We cannot keep anything else besides.
我告诉你啊，主耶稣在启示录二三章跟众教会警告的时候，有一个他是叫我们非常注意的，不要漏掉的。
Let me tell you in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, when the Lord tells the churches to keep, there are some things that are very important that they cannot lose.
那我们做第一个知道的就是以弗所教会。
Now we know the first church is to the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会是给我们人看起来它是一个很好的教会。
The church at Ephesus is a very good church in our view.
因为他们还是很勤劳地在那边服侍主。
Because they still labor very diligently serving the Lord.
而且他们也保守他们的正道。
And they have also kept the true word.
他们也能够辨别那些假师徒，不是师徒的，能够看出他们是假的来。
They're also able to discern those false apostles to know that they are false.
他们也知道为主勤劳，不知道疲倦。
They also labor for the Lord and are not weary.
这样的一个教会应该说是很好了。
Such a church, we should say it is very good.
但是主在那边看见一个东西，他漏掉了。
But the Lord sees there's one thing which they have lost.
所以主说，有一件事我要反对你。
Therefore, the Lord says this, I have one thing against you.
什么事呢？
What is that?
就是你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
That is, you have left your first love.
我们有的时候忙忙忙的时候啊，忙到一个时候，我们爱主的心，爱主的心离弃了。
Many a times we are busy, very busy, so busy to a point that we have left the love that we have for the Lord.
我们不亲近我们的主了。
We do not draw near to our Lord.
我们对主没有那么像当初那时候，我们把一切都给了他的那种完全的心丢了。
Before we have willing to give our all to the Lord, now we have lost that heart.
很多的时候不知不觉在主的以外，甚至于产生别的东西来代替主。
Many a times that is how we are. Unknowingly, we have something that is outside the Lord and has taken His place.
凡是主以外的人事物。来代替主的，这都是偶像。
Anytime there's any people, things, or events outside of the Lord that take His place, they are idols.
连你所佩服的、带领你的前面的弟兄啊，你说，哎呀，真好！你等到看只看见他，看不见主的时候，你已经他成为你的偶像。
Even the brethren before us, who leads us, who we respect and honor, if we only see them and not the Lord.They have become our idols.
甚至于我们很多的服事，很多的工作也能够超过我们的主的时候，这些都是叫我们失去当初对主的爱。
Many a times our work, our service, when that surpasses our Lord Himself, then we have lost our first love.
这一个就是你的心。
That is our heart.
你的心里面是主是第一位呢，是唯一的那一个呢，还是主以外还有别的东西？
In your heart is the Lord in first place. Is He the only one in your heart? If not,
要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
Then you have lost your first love. Therefore, we must keep our heart above all things.
保罗在哥林多后书十章的时候，十一章。
Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 11,
他说啊。我对你们所起的那个愤恨，原是像神所起的愤恨一样。
He says to them that the envy that which I have for you, which I burn for you, is just as God burns for you.
因为我们，保罗说，我把你们啊当作一个贞洁的童女献给一位基督。
Because Paul says that I present you as a chaste virgin, espouse you to Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神把我们救出来
God has saved us.
他有一个目的
He has a purpose.
他要赐我们成为一个贞洁的童女
He is to espouse us as a chaste virgin to be the bride of Christ. I think for a groom,
他对新妇这第一个要求是什么呢?
What is his first requirement of his bride?
就是贞洁.
It is for her to be chaste.
如果这种事情世界上可能发生。
I believe this happens in the world.
我有一个同学。
I have this schoolmate.
是个女同学。
She is a female.
结果有一个男的非常的爱她。
There is this other class, this gentleman who dearly loves her.
非常追她。
It was pursuing after her.
他们后来订婚了。
And then they became engaged.
所以这个新郎很。